Shavuot Tov Mevorach, Rabbi Kovacs here. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 6 of Bava Batra, Mishnah 3 and 4. Today, Mishnah Gimel Mocher Yain Lechavero Vehechmitz. You sold wine to your friend, and the wine turned to chometz, turned to vinegar later on. Eino Chayev Beachayoto. The seller does not have to compensate the buyer. Now, what's going on is when the buyer takes the wine home, he's taking it home in his own barrel. So the seller is pouring into the container of the buyer, and the seller can say, listen, it's your container. That's what caused the wine to spoil. Also, if it was a little while later, the buyer can say, hey, I wanted to use this wine for cooking. I don't drink it so fast. And the seller can say, listen, when people buy wine, they usually drink the barrel of wine. You know, they're making a kiddush, you know, they're making a suda, and they drink the wine. They're not keeping it around for months on end. You can't expect it to stay fresh that long. So the buyer does not bear responsibility. But the Mishnah contrasts now, if it's known that the wine from the cellar does turn to vinegar faster than normal, it is a mistaken transaction. The buyer can get their money back. So we're dealing with a buyer who wanted the wine to last longer so he could use it a little at a time for cooking. He didn't realize that the wine from this particular cellar does go bad quickly, which for most people, it's not a problem because they'll drink the whole barrel. You know, that Shabbos, they'll make a kiddush or something. But for him, it's a problem. He can get his money back. The Mamarlo, if the seller tells him, Yain mevusam on the mocherloch, I'm selling you spiced wine. Mevusam could be spiced, could mean flavorful. It's full of flavor. It means it's going to last a longer time. Hayav lahamidlo ad ha'atzeret. This wine has to last until atzeret, Shavuot, or the customer gets a refund. Now, at Shavuot time, it gets hot, and even good wine will start to turn, typically. The yashan, if he's selling aged wine, mishel ishtaka. That means the wine was actually from last year's season, and it's still lasting and still fresh, not turning to chametz this year. Miyushan's even more than yashan, mishel shalushanim. That's from 2 years ago, so now it's getting into the third year of this wine's life. And back then, you know, they didn't have sealed containers and barrels, and it was more common that the wine wasn't aged as long as wines might be aged in modern times. But some wines they had would keep a while without spoiling, so that's what we're dealing with. If it's sold like that, it has to last. On to Mishnah Dol, the Mocher Makom. He's selling a space, an empty lot, lechavero, even though they'll buy it. His friend wants to build a house there. We'll see a small house, like an add-on, like a room to add on to his house.
And
also someone who's contracting with someone else to build for the customer, Beit Chatnut Livno, a marriage house for his son, Veit Almanut Livbito, or a widow's house for his daughter. So for these things, sometimes they would build a new house or a new room onto the existing house. The father of the chatan, the father of the groom, would build a new building or new room onto his house, and the newlyweds would celebrate the wedding there and come and live there. We actually had a couple weeks ago in the Daf Yomi, they were discussing how if the father didn't specify, this house would automatically become the property of the son. That was the minhag, the custom then. In the Gemara, they explain it's Davka, a wedding room, wedding house for his son, because it's really better for the son to live with his parents rather than going to live with his in-laws for reasons they explain in the Gemara.
So the Mishnah gives the size for all of these dwellings, the minimum size of a residential bedroom. Bone arba amot al sheish. Has to be 4 amot by 6. So about 6 feet by 9 feet. Pretty small room. Divrei Rabbi Akiva. That's according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yishmael Omer, Rabbi Yishmael disagrees, says, Refit Bakar Huzei, says, that's not a bedroom fit for people, that's the size of a small barn.
Now, what's really amazing is perhaps Rabbi Akiva is speaking from personal experience. There's an amazing Gemara in Nedarim. Okay, every Gemara is amazing, but in Nedarim 50a, we're talking about when Rabbi Akiva first got married to the daughter of Kabbalah Savua, to his Rachel, and they would live in a storehouse, which is a lot like a barn, like a storehouse of straw. and he had nothing. He wished he could give her a golden crown. And then Eliyahu HaNavi came and knocked the door and said, hey, could we borrow some straw? My wife just gave birth. We have literally nothing to lay down on. Rabbi Akiva said, hey, at least we have straw. And at that point, his wife Rachel sends him to go study in yeshiva for years and years and become not just Akiva the shepherd, but Rabbi Akiva. So he, when he was a newlywed, lived in basically a barn. But the mission now continues with Rabbi Ishmael's opinion. Rotzi lasod refet bakar. If someone's contracting to build a refet bakar, you know, one of these storerooms, one of these little barns, bone arba amot al shesh, 4x6, bait katan, the smallest house, like a bedroom, shesh al shmone, 6x8 amot, gadol, a big room, shmone al eser, an 8x10, truckli, no, that's already like a palace, like a mansion, eser al eser, that's considered huge. Rumo kachatzi orko kachatzi rochbo. And the height of this house, the ceiling level, should be half the length and half the width. So this last one, this mansion at least, was 10x10 length by width. And so the height also needs to be 10 amot high, a pretty high ceiling. Raya ledavar heichel. And a hint to this is the heichel. So the heichel is the temple building itself. The one built by Shlomo HaMelech was 40 amot long, 20 amot wide, and the roof level was 30 amot high. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Omer HaKol Kabinyan HaHeichel. He says everything is like the building of the heichel. And there's two ways to read this. He could be saying all of these rooms we've mentioned, all of these little houses we've mentioned, should have the same height rule. Or he's saying HaKol Kabinyan HaHeichel. Listen, do people build things in the same relative dimensions as the temple? No, they don't. They follow the local custom for ceiling height. Yishar koach, tizkul mitzvot. Again, the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva and his wife is in Nedarim, Daf 50 in the Gemara. Tizkul mitzvot.